Skagway residents will soon be asked whether or not the municipality should sell the Dahl Memorial Clinic business to Search. The question will be posed in a special election on Tuesday. 20 years ago, the municipality of Skagway took ownership of the local clinic and runs it as one of its departments. A 9-person board oversees the clinic, which is partly funded by the municipality. Tuesday's coming special election may change this arrangement. 2 questions concerning the clinic are on the ballot. The first asks voters to decide whether they want any change of status for the clinic to go through a vote. The second one specifically asks if the community should lease the clinic building and sell the business to Search, the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. The lease would last 25 years. Depending on how those questions are answered, Skagway's borough manager could enter into negotiations with Search and bring a contract before the assembly. Residents could also vote against having Search take over the clinic. This would bring no changes to current operations. If both ballot measures pass, the contract with Search would have to be approved by a vote, probably at the next regular election in October. The local paper, Skagway News, held a town hall on Wednesday evening. Representatives from the municipality, Search, and the clinic came to answer questions from the public. Vice Mayor Orion Hansen spoke in favor of turning the operations of the clinic to Search. He said it is difficult to find volunteers to seat on the clinic's board, and these volunteers mostly do not have experience with the healthcare industry. He also said the municipality spends over $1 million a year to fund the clinic, and selling the business to Search for $1 is a good deal for the municipality. Residents asked Jeremy Simmons, the president of the board of the clinic, what the advantages of municipal ownership are. He responded that the board is part of the community and in touch with community needs. With this model, he said, the community gets to decide what sort of care is appropriate to bring to the clinic. Heidi Aylesworth is Search's chief strategy officer. When asked how her organization would know of Skagway's particular needs, she answered that one member of the Search board is a Skagway resident. Aylesworth was asked what the advantages of turning over the clinic to Search would be. She said that Search would bring a varied experience in healthcare management, IT, pharmacy, legal compliance, and grant writing, among other things. She said running a clinic is a complicated business, and it is likely to be a drain on the municipality's resources. Some residents were concerned the price of treatment would go up. Aylesworth said that Search has looked at the cost of the most common services provided at the clinic, and that the prices are similar to what Search offers at its other locations. Residents asked if current employees would retain their jobs. Aylesworth said it is in Search's interest to keep the existing staff, and that the clinic is staffed at levels comparable to those of other clinics in similar-sized communities. She said she did not foresee any layoffs. However, she said, Search would have to do its due diligence and vet all employees before bringing them on the Search payroll. Residents said they were concerned that the staff would have to reapply for their position and wondered if Search would provide the same benefits the municipality currently does. On its website, Search lists close to 20 communities in Southeast Alaska where it provides healthcare, from a full-service clinic in Juneau to a health center in Pelican. If Search takes over the operation of the Dahl Memorial Clinic, the municipality would retain ownership of the building and act as a landlord. The special election will take place on Tuesday in Skagway. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePriminil.